WTAW News time is 7:07. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnem and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan firemen hospitalized from the Knights of Columbus Hall fire are in stable but guarded condition. City of Bryan officials say the doctors treating Ricky Manti and Mick Moran say they are doing as well as can be expected. Usual protocols and treatments for burn patients are being followed, including precautions for infection. And it's not just two firefighters who were lost last weekend. Bryan's fire chief gave a glimpse into the fallen heroes.
Randy McGregor says Eric Wallace was seen outside Station 1.
Every year we do a children's program downtown called the Fire Gator Camp. Every year he headed that. He participated. He was one of our lead instructors and coordinators for our Citizens Fire Academy. He was there every week to coordinate that.
McGregor says Greg Pickard was someone he modeled his professional and personal life.
I had the privilege of working with him directly for years. For me, he was a role model. For everybody in this organization, he was a role model. He's one of those guys here that everybody felt comfortable talking to.
If you're going to tomorrow's memorial service, you'll park at Veterans Park, then ride shuttle buses to and from Central Baptist Church. A walking procession begins tomorrow morning at 8 from the corner of Boonville and University. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A mechanic who found inappropriate pictures of 10 to 12-year-old girls in a car he was repairing led to an arrest for possession of child pornography. Bryan police say they found, during a search of the suspect's home, two CDs containing hundreds of images. 59-year-old James Daves Peterson, Jr. of College Station is in the Brazos County Jail, where bond was set at $100,000. Two local charities picked up $25,000 checks yesterday. Officials of Scott and White Healthcare and the BCS Marathon made the presentation to the Down Syndrome Association of the Brazos Valley and SOS Ministries. Scott and White's Regional Chief Executive Jason Jennings says applications are being accepted for next year's marathon.
Yes, we've already got it out there on the different social medias and the Bryan College Station Marathon website. People already signing up. The race doubled in size. Last year we had about 3,500 racers, and we expect that to continue to grow. It's a well-run race by Chris Fields, and last year it was in the top 75 marathon and half marathons in the United States, as well as a qualifying event for the Boston Marathon.
The Mercy Project, a locally based nonprofit working to eradicate child slavery in Ghana, Africa, will receive the balance of the $150,000 generated by this second annual marathon. And something that is normally routine for the Bryan School District, setting next year's school calendar, remains unresolved. The school board last night postponed a vote and directed staff to get more student opinions about three options. Just over half of the 1,000 responding to the unscientific survey favored extending the calendar into the first week of June. Calendar committee member Barbara Ibarra says the idea of students and employees getting more days off conflicts with the first summer session at A&M and Blenn.
Both were a concern and both needs need to be met. However, there are far more students who are there for the duration of the year and need more of a break than what we're currently getting.
The support for the current calendar, which runs through the end of May, dropped from 75% to 38%. Those wanting a change wanted Bryan schools to add holidays taken by state employees, among others. And the head of the Texas Senate Education Committee has filed a bill giving more state support to charter schools. Dan Patrick wants to remove a ban against state funds for facilities and allowing public votes for building charter schools. Patrick also wants to lift the cap on the number of charter schools. They currently receive state funding for operations and educate about 135,000 of Texas' more than 5 million public school students. But operators of the private schools say that another 100,000 students are on waiting lists to attend charter schools. Meanwhile, Texas lawmakers gave a strong public showing of support for embattled University of Texas President Bill Powers, who's believed to be fighting for his job. In a 30-minute tribute on the Senate floor, Powers was lauded as an exemplary leader. Several senators said the display was a message to the school's Board of Regents. Powers has been targeted by critics who argue schools are focusing too much on research instead of teaching and note the rising cost of tuition. Powers is believed to have a slim majority of support among regents who are appointed by Governor Rick Perry. Three members have their terms expired this year. The Powers tribute got emotional when Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst said Powers has been subjected to character assassination, but he declined to give details. WTAW News Time is 7:12. It's 49 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwerdeman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwerdeman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwerdeman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwerdeman Flooring today.
The President's Day salute to savings is going on right now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 60 months on the popular Honda Civic, including the Civic Natural Gas model. Plus, super lease deals are now available, like $249 per month, up to 36 months for a 2013 Accord sedan, or $259 per month for a 2013 CRV. Come in and enjoy a great buying experience during the President's Day salute to savings sale, going on right now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Talk to your friends, talk to your family if they've been selling or buying houses, if they've had a lot of transactions, maybe just one or two transactions in their history. And no doubt you're probably going to hear some things that they wish hadn't happened to them. Zweiker & Associates wants to make sure that when you use them, either for buying or selling, that they don't have that kind of reputation. They're doing everything they can to make sure their reputation is solid in the community, and that means providing superior service to you. Greg and Jen's background prior to real estate was advertising and marketing. And if you're selling your house, you want aggressive marketing. That's their area of expertise. They're also very experienced with negotiations. When it comes time for the transaction, Christine Reynolds is their coordinator. She oversees the transaction from the time they go under contract through closing. She works with the title company, the lender, the other realtor to make sure it's a seamless transition. Zweiker & Associates has got you covered from the for sale sign in the yard to marketing your home to closing day. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
You've always been a man who's enjoyed using his abilities to help others, and retirement has given you more time to do that. Contact Homestead Senior Care today, where we're currently looking for caregivers just like you. For more information, click on Homestead.com/BCS.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Nice day coming up for today. Enjoy it while it lasts, because we've got clouds and some showers headed our way for tomorrow and possibly Thursday. Partly sunny today with highs near 65. Clouds, maybe a shower overnight, 45. Clouds tomorrow, chance of showers near 60 degrees. There could be a few showers around tomorrow night, lows near 55. Scattered showers for Thursday with highs of 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball last night in a squeaker. Also, Johnny Manziel accepts the Davey O'Brien Award, and more with sports at 7:50.
There you are at 7:15 right now. And again, if you are a parent struggling to name your child, we'll help you out with that in the next half hour.
I'm sure people are waiting with bated breath. Well,
or they could just wait with pencil and paper. They want to do that. Not sure. Researchers were able to improve the behavior of preschoolers by reducing the amount of violent TV shows they watched.
That's a news flash.
And replace them with educational shows. 565 children in the study exhibited significantly improved behavior in just 6 months after violent shows were swapped for the educational programs. But they did notice, again, we mentioned this yesterday, researchers noticed the improved behavior continued another 12 months after the changes were made, but as they got older, they began to misbehave just like the rest of us. I mean, or the rest of them. Yeah.
Rather Freudian there.
Nah, that's the truth. Brand of beer has been banned in Canada. New York Post says the craft brew, which is called Albino Rhino.
I like the name.
Yes, I like it too.
But it violates human rights.
Because of albinos.
That's right. The beer was banned after a woman of albinism. Filed a complaint.
Oh, my goodness.
With the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal. Yeah, that sounds like a fun group. It'd be the British Columbian Human Rights Tribunal. Do they all sit down at the same time? Do they wait for other people to sit down first? What do they do? Do they sit down in order?
What if I'm offended because she's offended?
That's another thing. That's why they have the tribunal. The lady felt the name was insensitive.
There's animals with albinism.
That's true.
It
happens. Anyway,
corn
snakes. They're going to drop the word albino, and they're simply going to call it rhino beer from now on. So that means, you know, that they've got to go put duct tape on all the cans that already have albino on it, so that that won't offend somebody who has albinism who happens to be walking through the grocery store. We don't want them to get offended because they see the word of what they are. You know, and now what that means is that now they're going to treat it just like fat. You know, it's going to, you can't say it. You can be it, but you can't say it. Hello.
From now on, I want to hear no references to bald as in tired or anything.
Good thing we're not in British Columbia or we'd be in front of the tribunal. I think we were mentioning a little while ago how this is the time of year when legislation is put out there that could be any number of different things. We were talking about alarms for schools in Texas. Obviously, they've solved all the problems that they needed to in Florida. A Lakeland, Florida city commissioner, Don Selvidge, wants to overturn a nearly 70-year-old local ban on public spitting.
Overturn it.
Yep. Don created something he called the Expectoration Proclamation. And if passed, it would allow citizens to spit on sidewalks and lawns without getting fined for it. The town has handed out 17 spitting tickets in the last decade.
There's your new beer name.
Yeah, right there.
Why do men spit? Why do they
spit? Excuse me, do women not spit? Wait a minute.
I have never been walking with a woman who just goes and spits out on the ground.
Hey,
but I've walked with guys.
She's hocking a loogie right here on the radio.
That's how it sounds. It's really nasty.
Yeah, that is how it sounds.
Why do men do that? I mean, what's so great about spitting?
Well, sometimes it's something that you need to do. You know, you need to clear.
How do they need to spit more than I need to spit?
Well, they just. Now, that I have no answer for.
Than women need to spit.
I have no answer for that. It's just something we do.
It's a guy thing. Wiring.
Yeah, I suppose so. Watch this, right? You know. And by the way,
only men will spit for distance and try and win.
Very true. That's exactly. Or accuracy.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I have participated in watermelon contests.
Well,
before.
That's something different.
That's
though.
Different.
That is a different. That's that. No, we're just talking. Yeah, just
because we can.
Unless you're in Florida, and then you have to pay a fine.
It amazes me the things that will get people to call the radio station. Yes, please go
ahead. It's sort of like the male gorilla beating on its chest kind of a thing.
Oh, there
so
you
should
are.
I act
That's
impressed?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you should. Hello.
Kat, I want you and Scott to stand in front of a full-length mirror.
Yeah.
Do you see any differences?
Oh, pick me. I know.
No,
I know the answer.
Pick me. Yeah. Hey, a shout-out to the state of Mississippi. They officially ratified the 13th Amendment to the Constitution 148 years late. That was the slavery thing.
You're kidding
I'm
me.
I'm not kidding you.
Holy
cow. Yeah, I read it, too.
Their legislature voted to ratify the amendment back in 1995. Oh, that makes it so much better. But they never got around to making it official because the state didn't notify the United States Archivist. So they had to go back in and do that.
Oopsie.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's
so I want to see somebody vote no on that one.
They got it done. So good for them. So then there's this. We've had some strange natural phenomenon. I didn't read the story, but I saw that they apparently found a glowing light that went over Florida. Is that right? Was a meteor, and then we had the one in Russia. Did either of y'all read about the one in Florida? I don't know anything about
it. I saw pictures of it. I didn't read the story.
Now there is a massive dolphin army appearing to be forming off the California coast.
Oh, it's like birds except dolphins?
Marching along, yeah.
Dolphin army.
A seven-mile-long pod of dolphins was spotted swimming near San Diego. To put this into perspective, That's about 100,000 mammals swimming together in one long line.
Maybe. Do you think that they are psychic and they're preparing themselves to rescue the survivors when the San Andreas Fault explodes and knocks California off the United States?
Sure. Why not? I guess that'd work.
That's just what popped into my head.
Could well be.
It
could well be. But to put it in perspective, 100,000 mammals swimming together in one line, experts say the biggest pod of dolphins usually consists of about 200. And we're talking 100,000 here.
Wow.
So far, scientists have no idea to know. I would say this. I'm not sure about that thing about the San Andreas Fault or not. But, you know, nature's critters know a lot more than we do about stuff. If you'll remember the tsunami that happened. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, whatever you do, don't tell Obama about that army of dolphins. He'll disband them.
There are lots of options for book, music, and movie lovers these days, but I'm sticking with my favorite bookstore, Half Price Books. I love real books, page turners that give me the feel, the smell of the genuine article. When I go into Half Price Books, it's an adventure. I find things that I didn't even know I wanted, but I can't pass them up. Hey, when almost everything's half price or less, I find a world of treasures I can't resist. Unusual things I might not find anywhere else because they're buying from the public every day. And the collectible shelf is always my first stop. Plus, at Half Price Books, they can search their entire national inventory to find other things you may be looking for or suggest alternative titles and authors. These folks at Half Price Books, they are the experts. So make it your own adventure. Check out your neighborhood half-price books today. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
When you have to make a significant investment, you like to have an expert to give you some insight so that you can make the right choice. We do that all the time whenever we are looking to make a major purchase. And, you know, if you are going to be building or you're going to be remodeling, there are a lot of major purchases you're going to have to make, and you do always call in experts. Well, one of the things I would suggest to you is do something I've done more than three times myself, and that is get in touch with the folks at Intercon and get some insight into what your choices are as far as windows are concerned. And you'll find that vinyl windows are pretty efficient for this part of the country, but you have choices to be made, and you need to make the right decision, because if you don't, then you'll pay for the mistake that you make if you don't choose the right windows. Let the experts at Intercon show you the pros and cons so that you can make the right selection. And again, it's not your job to know about windows, but it's their job to know about windows, and they're more than happy to share that expertise with you. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon. If it's in the home that you're in right now, then they'll be glad to come out and assess your windows and let you know what it's going to take to bring them up to snuff, whether it's repairing them or replacing them. And if you do replace them, remember, they're full-time employees that work at Intercon every day. That's what they do. They install windows, which means they get in, they get out, they're efficient. And, you know, the reason I mention that is because other companies don't use somebody as talented or as qualified as they are, end up messing up your window box, and then, well, you've got other problems beyond just getting the windows replaced. So use a local company specializing in windows, been doing the job for decades with hundreds of satisfied customers. That's Intercon. Give them a call at 823-3639. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. We've cooled down a few degrees, but normally happens right around sunrise. But anyhow, it's going to be a nice day today. 66 for a high, and the winds are going to lay down for a change today at about 10 miles an hour. 47 for a low tonight. Tomorrow we'll be at 58 with a 70% chance of rain on Wednesday night, and Thursday. But Thursday our high temperatures up to 72, so it's changeable. Then nice weather for the balance of the week and on into the weekend, about 70 for our high temperature on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Right now, we've got a humidity of 59%, and again, fair skies, like I say, 47 degrees.
Hear ye, hear ye. Join Robin Hood as he hosts over 100 performances per day and 150 merchants at the Sherwood Forest Fair. Experience full contact jousting, falconry, swordplay, magic, music, juggling, and period craftsmanship. Sherwood Forest Fair is open Saturdays and Sundays, February 9th through March 31st, plus Friday, March 15th. Sherwood Forest Fair is located on Highway 290 and 21, only an hour from Bryan College Station. Visit them online at SherwoodForestFair.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Toward the close of business last week, the regime sent over a new health care rule drafted by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, before this rule can be adopted and used to punish health care providers, another bureaucratic step is required. The White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs has to publish this rule in the Federal Register, and that should happen today. Then, for the next 2 months, people can comment on the law. And the regime is supposed to take those comments into consideration before the rule's adopted. Fat chance of that. The new health care rule's 116 pages. And the regime admits the economic impact will be more than $100 million. Now get this. It limits the profit that health care providers can make while they service Medicare Advantage and the Medicare Prescription Drug Benefit Program. The regime orders healthcare providers must spend 85% of the premiums they collect on services they approve. Evil profits, overhead expenses are capped, and if providers don't obey Obama, they face sanctions or eventual termination. Now, of course, there'll be other healthcare providers who say, "The hell with this," who don't want to spend every waking hour in fear that they will violate Obama's profit or other overhead regulations. So they'll terminate themselves, and another piece of our healthcare industry will crumble. Obamacare is proceeding and destroying right on schedule.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byanski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rutter Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph Difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Remembering the Bryan fireman killed last weekend was among the topics discussed with the fire chief in his last news conference.
Randy McGregor says he spent much of his career with Greg Pickard.
In so many ways, I modeled my professional life as well as my personal life around Greg.
McGregor says Pickard was one of those guys everyone felt comfortable talking to.
One of his best attributes was his sense of humor.
McGregor says his last contact with Eric Wallace was the day of the fire, as they were working on purchasing the department's new fire engine.
At the end of the day, when they had finished up, it was about time I was ready to leave the office. Eric stood in my office door and we visited for a few minutes. Asked me how I'm doing, how's everything going. We talk about our families. As he was walking out, he looked me right in the eye and he said, "Chief, have a good weekend." And I said, "Eric, you too."
Tomorrow's memorial service includes a walking procession from the corner of Boonville and University to Central Baptist Church. That starts at 8 a.m. If you're planning to attend the service, you'll park at Veterans Park, then ride shuttle buses to and from the church. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Doctors treating the Bryan firemen hospitalized from the Knights of Columbus Hall fire say they're doing as well as can be expected. That's part of the latest update from city officials who report that Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti are in stable but guarded condition. Precautions for infection are part of the protocols and treatment being followed for the burn victims, according to the city's news release. The Bryan School Board wants to hear from students about three calendar options for next year. The board decided to delay action last night after discussing the split results of an unscientific survey. Calendar Committee co-chair Karen Casper says they discussed what was approved in College Station.
Their staff goes to school on a Saturday, and that was something that as a committee we didn't want to get into with our staff. It just isn't healthy for an organization. To require people to work on a Saturday. But also, our parents really questioned a lot about the half day, so we worked through that.
Slightly more than half of the 1,000 respondents chose a calendar that runs through the first week of June. Casper says repeating this year's calendar, which received 75% support last year, was favored by 38% this year. If the school year goes into June, that conflicts with the first summer session at Blinn and A&M. Also in education, Barbara Cargill's nomination for a second term to chair the State Board of Education is headed to the full Texas Senate for consideration. Governor Perry appointed Cargill in 2011, but the Senate wasn't in session. Now Perry has reappointed her, and the nomination committee voted yesterday to refer it to the full chamber. Cargill, whose district includes Brazos and Grimes counties, has voted to require that weaknesses in the theory of evolution be taught in Texas schools. The board's fight over evolution and intelligent design in science curriculum made national headlines in 2009. That's when it adopted standards encouraging public schools to scrutinize all sides of scientific theory. The Senate voted to reject board chairs in 2007 and 2009, but yesterday's vote makes Cargill's confirmation more likely. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Texas Senate Education Committee has filed a bill lifting the cap on the number of charter schools allowed to operate statewide, also authorizing them to receive public facilities funding. Current state law restricts to 215 the number of charter school licenses, but Senator Dan Patrick's measure would allow an unlimited number of charters. Charter schools already receive state funding for operations and educate about 135,000 of Texas's more than 5 million public school students. But operators say that another 100,000 students are on waiting lists to attend charter schools. Patrick's bill also wants to remove a state ban against charter schools receiving state funding for facilities or seeking taxpayer permission to issue bonds for school construction like traditional public schools. The second BCS Marathon provided $150,000 to three charities. The checks were presented yesterday by officials of the Marathon and Scott & White Healthcare.
Yes, we've signed a long-term contract with the Marathon, and not only do we are the presenting sponsor, we're also the medical sponsor, and it's a way for us to promote a healthier community, but at the same time help three worthy charities out with some financial donations because of this race.
CEO of Scott & White's College Station region, Jason Jennings, says $25,000 checks went to SOS Ministries and the Down Syndrome Association of the Brazos Valley. The balance went to the local nonprofit working to eradicate child slavery in Ghana, Africa, the Mercy Project. And a College Station man is accused of possessing hundreds of pictures of child pornography. 59-year-old James Daves Peterson Jr. was arrested by Bryan police following a search of his home that led to finding two CDs containing the images. Detectives were tipped off by a mechanic who found inappropriate pictures of 10 to 12-year-old girls while working on the suspect's car. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. This week the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Come see us at the Home Show in the Expo Center, February 23rd and 24th. We would love to meet you and talk about your next project. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Nice day coming up for today. Enjoy it while it lasts because we've got clouds and some showers headed our way for tomorrow and possibly Thursday. Partly sunny today with highs near 65. Clouds, maybe a shower overnight, 45. Clouds tomorrow, chance of showers near 60 degrees. There could be a few showers around tomorrow night, lows near 55. Scattered showers for Thursday with highs of 75 to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
But when we were down 12, so proud of those kids for coming back.
And boy, did they make it a close one last night. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball and the women against Kentucky. We'll get you updated on those scores. Johnny Manziel was in Dallas for the Davey O'Brien Award and more with sports here in about 12 minutes.
All right, there you go. It's 7:40. Mobile phones are supposed to help us keep in touch when we're away from home. But nearly half of us now use phones and computers to communicate with friends and family in the same house.
Same house.
In a recently completed survey, roughly 45% admitted that they use phone calls, text messages, tweets, and emails rather than bothering to go into the next room to talk to other members of the household.
And lame sauce.
And we wonder why there's an obesity problem. Get off your fanny.
Not taking advantage of your legs.
The rise in the number of portable devices has created a generation who cannot switch off, with 25% of the population admitting they check their emails and messages in bed and 1 in 10 in the men's library. You know what that is, Kat?
I learned last hour.
There
you
go.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay. The poll of 2,500 adults found that twice as many people said that the item they would least like to lose was their smartphone. Then came their wedding or engagement ring.
I kind of would not like to lose my leg or my hand.
Yeah. On the average, women own $6,300 worth of technology devices. Kat, somebody's got your share, huh?
I guess so.
Aside from that diesel-powered phone that you've got. And men at $6,600. So there you go. And again, somebody's got my share. I don't have that much. What would that be? I mean, technology devices.
Well,
I guess that's a computer, right?
Well, you could have a laptop. You could have your regular CPU. You could have an iPad.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say. Somebody else's.
When I was a kid, they weren't coming out with something every 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, you either had a fax machine or you didn't. You know?
Sure.
I miss those good old days.
Of just having a fax machine?
Yeah, I'm waiting for things to kind of cap off.
That's not going to happen.
And then I'll buy whatever the product is.
Always going to be bigger and better. Always going to be bigger and better. Don't buy the beta of anything. Remember that, because they haven't gotten all the little glitches out of it yet. Hey, if you're a Dave Matthews fan, they're going to be touring this summer, and they're going to start up right down the road on May the 17th at the Woodlands. So,
in outside of Houston.
Yeah, if you want to go see that. Paul McCartney stinks at Beatles Rock Band. Told the New York Times that his grandchildren always beat him at the video game.
Awesome.
He can go get his real guitar, though.
That's it. He tells them, listen, you beat me up on Rock Band, but I made the original record, so shut up. Yeah. If he hadn't done his part, that wouldn't be there. Okay, so you may think that your name is pretty rare, but whether you're a John or a Jocasta, a recent survey finds that you will consistently rate your first name as more rare than other people would rate it. Researchers found 247 subjects and a list of 9 names and their frequencies in the population. The subjects then rated how rare they thought their own names were on a scale of 0 to 100. Then the researchers asked another group to also rate the names of the volunteers, and it turned out that the subjects always rated their names as more rare than the estimated ratings done by the other group. Research also revealed that those with truly rare names tended to be happier with those names. And those who ever considered changing their names said it was because they thought that their name was too common, so they wanted to stand out from the crowd. That being said,
let your actions make you stand out.
Yeah. There you go.
Not your name.
That's right. Put a sandwich board on and go down there on Texas Avenue and protest. People know about that.
It's like, stop conforming in your nonconformity.
Yes, that's true. So now, all right, so here you go. From Parents Magazine, 10 names to watch for 2013. 10 names to watch for 2013 so you can make sure that your little nugget stands out. Number 10 is Penelope, or if it's a male, Lee. Number 9 is Olive. That's my mom's name. Number 8, Marida. Number 7, Declan.
Declan?
Declan, it's an Irish name.
Yeah, it's an Irish
name. I know a poet named Declan Ford.
It's just an unusual.
It is. Number 6 is Carter. Number 5 is Camden. I guess Cam would be okay.
After the yard?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Or the city. Number 4, Briella. Number 3.
Sounds like a cheese.
Number 3, Brantley. Number 2, Atticus, for all you Kill a Mockingbird fans. And number 1, Angelique. Those are the names on the rise, apparently, right now.
So older names.
Yeah, so your top 3 is...
I approve.
No, let me... Yeah, I was going to... Well, these are in alphabetical order. Huh. Because it's Angelique and Atticus, and then Brantley and Briella. Camden. All right, well, maybe that's it. Maybe they're in alphabetical. They didn't say that, but... There you go. Those are your names if you want to let a radio show name your child.
Hey, at least I can't sit here and think of, you know, I always try to think, well, what would kids make fun of this name for? I once had a friend who said, yeah, I want to name my son Dane. I was like, yeah, they're going to bark at him all the time. You really want to do that?
Oh,
you have to think, how are kids going to make fun of this name?
Nickname great.
Yeah, sure. I thought about naming one of my sons Tark.
Tark?
Tark, yeah.
What's
as
that?
As in Ington?
Well, I like the name Tarkington. Yeah, I do. I like the name Tarkington. I think that sounds good. Like Booth Tarkington, you know.
I haven't heard of Booth Tarkington, but Tark just sounds like Tar plus a K. I'm a Spock reject from an old... I mean, I don't know if you actually named your son Tark.
Wow.
But
man.
She's kind of hammering you flat.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's just stupid, Scott.
A Star Trek reject?
I didn't say it was stupid.
A Star Trek reject?
I'm just saying you have to be careful.
Did not name the child Tark.
How thoughtless.
Yeah. That old Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue.
That's right. Well, about 1,400 people attending the 8th Annual Texas Transportation Forum going on through today in Austin. But while all those experts are in there trying to grapple with the tough issues as to how much of an increase we can have with our freight hauling trucks on the roads that we have today and how we're going to pay for the highways under tightened budgets, that, in fact, was not the star of the show. It was the Google self-driving car parked outside. The car is among a fleet of about 10 vehicles developed during the past 8 years by researchers at Google and Stanford University. Google representatives said that today they plan to take the car, which is a Lexus hybrid, for a spin around Austin area roads, including the lovely and talented Interstate 35. Where it can creep along with everybody else.
Yeah, that's not really that big a challenge.
Typically, a person sits in the driver's seat, but the car does its own acceleration, braking, steering, and can even change lanes. It sees the road using laser technology.
That sounds like a nightmare I had as a child.
Can it honk its own horn?
I don't know.
Can it flip people?
I was going to say, can it salute the driver next to you?
What do you mean by salute, Scott?
That's what I meant.
Flying fickle finger of fate.
That's the one. Sees the road using laser technology, has a maximum speed of about 85 miles an hour, which it won't need on Interstate 35.
No.
Although Google officials assured onlookers on Monday the vehicle won't be pushed to its limits during its Texas demos. A member of the Google team will, in fact, sit in the driver's seat during the demo, although that person will not operate the car's controls. They're just in case there's some sort of an emergency.
How unnerving would that be?
You better trust the technology you made.
The thing is, I don't know if there's any signage that says that it's a driverless car. I don't know. Are you going to be looking around at every Lexus hybrid on 35 today? Because the person sitting in the driver's seat, even though not driving, you won't be able to see what their hands are doing, so I don't know there would necessarily be any different than any other driver who would be.
I mean, how unnerving would it be to be the guy behind the wheel on
Now, I don't know. That could be
that
a different
would
world.
Flake your brain sitting there going, I'm not doing this.
I'm not changing lanes now. I wouldn't do it. Maybe, but in many cases, it may be a safer driving. You know, that's the whole idea. The car will perform more safely on the road.
Well, if you look over and it's a crash dummy, I say watch out and drive away.
Hey, folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Grief can make the world a dark and lonely place, and it sure did for Jim Cotter after his wife passed away. So to make his life a little brighter, he found a way to add some color to his surroundings. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Gloucester, Ohio was once a thriving coal town. But when the mine closed, the small community lost its way, much like Jim Cotter did when his wife died. To find himself again, Jim decided to paint the town, the whole town. The way he figured it, a little paint would brighten the faded and peeling buildings and add some color to Jim's gray outlook on life. So he started with a fire hydrant. Then he painted nearby homes and several local businesses. Month after month it went on, and as word spread, others pitched in. And sure enough, the town's spirits, including Jim's, started to lift. As Jim said, it's amazing what a little paint will do. It changes people's hearts. Of course, it wasn't just the paint. It's what happens when a community comes together. You could say that the difference between pain and suffering is isolation. And that's why surrounding ourselves with the love of family and friends, of community, is so important. It can replace the darkness of grief with the brightness of hope. If you're searching for hope, I encourage you to speak with one of our counselors at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit us at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. It was a good news, bad news night for Texas A&M basketball and the women specifically. Bad news, Texas A&M saw its 8-game winning streak end at the hands of the Kentucky Wildcats, 70-66 at Reed. Freshman Courtney Walker scored 14 points in the final 8 minutes, including the final 10 for A&M, as she tried to help the Aggies back from a 14-point deficit. A large majority of her points came while she was in foul trouble.
You know, it was really go hard or go home because, you know, if you get a foul, being aggressive and foul out, I mean, you just foul out. And if you don't go be aggressive, you know, they're going to get a bucket or something's going to happen.
A&M clawed their way back in the second half after a strong Wildcat run. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the finish.
But when we were down 12, so proud of those kids for coming back. The crowd got into the game. We got it to 2. I think Mathis was the one that got it back to 4 on a good jumper that she had over Walker. Then we cut it right back to 2 again, and then it was just a chess match at the end. 2-point ball game. Ball goes out of bounds with 1 second to go. I don't think it was a lack of blocking out. The ball just bounced to the doggone kid. The ball was a bad shot. She threw it up. She had to. The ball went to her. Bad break.
The ladies will try and start another winning streak this Thursday at Reed Arena against Ole Miss, and the tip is set for 7 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. That's the bad news. The good news, for the third time this year, A&M junior Kelsey Bone has been selected as the SEC Player of the Week. Bone recorded her 12th double-double of the season with 31 points and 10 rebounds against Florida. Johnny Manziel went to the Super Bowl and hung out with the guys from Duck Dynasty. He was seen with several other SEC players at Mardi Gras in New Orleans and spent part of the NBA All-Star Week in Houston with rapper and friend Whale. Johnny Football still finds time to go be a college student. Even though the Texas A&M quarterback doesn't have to be on campus very often for classes, his schedule this semester consists of 4 online classes in sports management. Well, he made some time on Monday to accept the Davey O'Brien Award that goes to the nation's top quarterback. Here's Johnny Football at the ceremonies yesterday on WFAA.
For me, wanting to be the best at what I do, and that this award is it. It just means so much to me, being a quarterback and always being a quarterback, and this is the best that you can get in college football. So for me, that means the world to me to receive this award.
It's been a topsy-turvy year in the NCAA AP basketball poll, so Indiana stayed the same, but nobody else did. Indiana's number 1. Miami moves up a notch to number 2. Gonzaga jumps from 5 to 3. Michigan State leapfrogs 4 spots to number 4, and Florida moves up 2 to number 5. In NCAA women's basketball, Brittany Griner scored 25 points, including her 3,000th of her career, to help number 1 Baylor rally past third-ranked Connecticut 76-70 Monday night. That extends the Lady Bears' winning streak to 23 games. Sad news in the sport world yesterday. Considered a true innovator in the marketing and even drafting of NBA basketball, he built the Showtime teams in the 80s for the LA Lakers with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson. Los Angeles Lakers owner Jerry Buss has died at the age of 80. Buss had been hospitalized for cancer, but the immediate cause of his death was kidney failure. Buss purchased the Lakers in 79 and saw the team win 10 NBA championships and reach the finals 16 times. Here's LA Times reporter TJ Simmers on the late owner of the Lakers.
He understood Hollywood better than maybe any other sports owner, and at a time before anyone else. So when you're a pioneer in anything, I think you deserve tremendous credit for having such foresight to make Showtime so relevant in LA.
By the way, there was no basketball last night in the NBA. Teams were still out for the All-Star break. California coach Mike Montgomery has been reprimanded by the Pac-12 for shoving one of his own players in the chest during a game. Montgomery will not be suspended by the conference, but has received an undisclosed punishment. The University of Miami president Donna Shalala has lashed out against the NCAA, insisting its long probe of the Hurricanes' not only come to a swift end, but result in no other penalties against the athletic department. Shalala called the investigation, quote, unprofessional and unethical after the NCAA said it was pressing on the case against Miami and would continue to do so. And finally this morning, a couple programming notes. Texas A&M and the Student Recreation Center and Natatorium will host the 2013 SEC Men's and Women's Swimming and Diving Championship today through Saturday. The first ever SEC championship held here in Aggieland. The five-day meet will consist of 10 a.m. prelims, followed by the finals in the evening sessions. And yeah, on the heels of a season-opening series win, the number 24 Texas A&M men's baseball team will continue their 10-game homestand with a pair of midweek games against state foes at Olson. Aggies are 2 of 3 from Chicago, Illinois. They'll play SFA and the Lumberjacks today at 6:35, and then tomorrow at 6:35, they'll take on Texas Southern. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during another hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Now is the best time to get your no-obligation bid on a state-of-the-art irrigation system and have it installed between Thanksgiving and spring break and receive a 10% discount. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades and are leaders in the industry. Don't wait till it's too late. Install now and save 10%. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726. Like them on Facebook or log on to the website, PrinceIrrigation.com.
Tonight on The Biggest Loser, if everybody works together, go, 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 go. Nobody goes home. No problem, right?
I refuse to be in the gym with him.
I'm sick of hearing you talk right now.
Leave me alone. These guys are a mess.
Then, it's Monday's fastest growing new drama, and critics call deception addictive.
Get out of here before I do something I regret.
Stop it!
All new Biggest Loser and Deception.
Ben at 10 on KAGS HD News. For some Central Texas ranchers and farmers, feral hogs are a huge problem. One South Texas man has come up with a unique solution.
The pigs are here, they're free, and people want you to get rid of them.
Richard Potts has found an effective way to get rid of them.
I have no love for a pig, whether it's dead or alive. All it is to me is a source of income.
Tonight at 10, KXHD News' Jordan Bonnke shows how one group of Texas hunters have taken feral hog hunting to the skies.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We don't talk about recalls of products very often, but I thought it would because this includes Texas and it includes a product that probably sells here in Bryan College Station. It's Central Market Organics, Taylor Farms Organics, and it's their salad, their baby spinach. I think that's available in HEB stores here. Anyway, if you have one that has a best buy date of February 24th, then there's a possible E. coli contamination problem there. So you can go to the website out there, and they've got the UPC numbers, or you can just take it back to the store, and they can let you know. But anyway, that would be baby spinach, and it'd be Central Market Organics, which, again, I think you get at HEB. All right, here we go. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's changeable. It's going to